I can help you sell your house for the most possible money, better than any other real estate agent out there because of the platforms that I have access to.
All right, you guys, if I am a seller and I'm looking to sell my house, why should I even hear you out about Easy Real Estate Offer?
Sure. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Kat. I'm excited to be here, and I am very excited to talk about this Easy Real Estate Bidding platform and why it gives me, as not only a licensed auctioneer, but a licensed realtor as well, a powerful tool to be able to walk into a listing appointment and share with them how and why I am the very best agent to represent them in a selling situation. Choices are always important. And in any situation, the more choices you have, the more likely you are to walk out a winner. And that's what this platform allows me to do. When I sit down to a listing appointment, I can share with the seller that, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I can help you sell your house for the most possible money, better than any other real estate agent out there because of my licenses and because of the platforms that I have access to. First, let's talk about a traditional listing. I can certainly list your house as a licensed real estate agent. I can list your home and put a price out there. We're all familiar with the process, and what normally happens is the seller and the agent will determine what the list price is going to be. A good agent will do their homework and they'll get comps in the area and find out what other similar homes are selling for. And then the discussion will be, where do you want to list this home? Typically, in this kind of a situation, let's just use $300,000 as an average home price. The seller will say, well, gee whiz, we know that the buyers are going to try and lowball us, and we'll go ahead and set the price at $319,000 because I really like to get $300,000 for the house. And at that point, what will happen once the house gets listed, if that price is not at or near fair market value, a couple of things happen. You may not have any traction. You may not get anybody coming through the open house because it appears to be higher than the comps in the neighborhood. And people think, well, I'm not going to pay more than what it's worth. And so they don't come to the open house. At the same time, if someone comes in, they know what fair market value is. And if they do decide to put in an offer, they're going to put it in below fair market value because they know the seller is going to want to get as much as possible. So they come in below fair market value. The seller has to come down. The buyer may increase his offer, but sooner or later, you're going to get to fair market value. And that process alone can be very, very emotionally wrought with unknowns. And that's the part of the process that we're trying to clarify and rectify using some of the other tools that I have. This lack of transparency. Let's talk real briefly about a multiple offer situation. We have low inventory, high demand, and we've got a house that's going on the market. We know that we're probably going to get multiple offers. Unfortunately, if we have six multiple offers, none of the people making an offer know where they really need to be. They don't know if they need to be at fair market value or above fair market value, or if the contingencies that they have to put on this property are going to be a problem for the seller or not. There's no transparency. So we can list the house and go through this song and dance. The second option that I have as a listing agent or as a sales agent is as a licensed auctioneer. I can auction your property. And for that, I can promise that we will get to fair market value. We'll have multiple bidders all in a room, very transparently raising their bid paddle and saying that they'll pay more than the person next to them because that's how auctions work. And when we get to the high bid, at that point, if it's an absolute auction, whatever that bid is, the house will sell at that price. If it is a reserve auction, the seller has the right to accept or reject any and all bids. They have two options. And of those two options, they either accept the bid and sell the house, or the auction is over with no sale. And now you have a house that has not been sold at auction because you refused the high bid. And there is a stigma associated with that when you put the house back on the market. So those are the pluses and the minuses of either listing and or selling a house at auction. Dave, I think what you've done with the Easy Bidding platform is so fantastic because it overcomes objections from both of the previous two examples. We are going to take that house. We are going to allow people in a very transparent way in an online bidding platform, an online bidding event, to post their offer openly and transparently. If person A says, I value the house at $300,000 and I'll put in a bid at $300,000, buyer B could say, wow, I really like the house and my kids want to go to that school and I love the neighborhood and my best friend lives down the street. I will pay more. Instead of the seller lowering the price, we're watching the buyers say, I will pay more and I will pay more, until we get to a point where, let's say, two particular buyers really, really want this house. And they get to a point where buyer A is at $318,000, but buyer B is only at $315,000. He's not the highest bidder. What happens with the Easy platform is that as the agent, I maintain an open, transparent line of communication with both of these potential buyers. And once we get to a set number of high bids where everyone has their final highest and best, and everyone knows what everybody else has, they say, you know what? We can't spend another penny. We're at 315. But when I reach out as the sales agent and say, Mr. Bidder A or Mr. Buyer A, what other contingencies are part of your offer? And Mr. A says, well, we need a 10-day inspection and we need to reserve the right to cancel the sale if the inspection does not meet our criteria. It has to pass inspection. And if there's more than $3,000 worth of repairs that have to be done, we want to back out of the contract. So then I reach out to bidder B, who was $4,000 or $3,000 less, but I ask them, what are your contingencies? And they say, John, we're an all-cash buyer. No contingencies, will close in 14 days. It's obvious at that point that because we've been transparent, because we've stayed in communication, and because of one single word, in the Easy platform, we give the seller the right to accept, the right to reject, or, and this is where it differentiates from auction, the right to negotiate with any and all offers. So we've now taken the very best of auctions, the ability to have people pay more and more and more. We've combined it with what a licensed real estate agent should be good at, which is communicating and negotiating with buyers to get their seller the best possible price. We've combined those two into the Easy Bidding platform. And now I can sit down confidently with my seller and say, we have $3,000 more here, but they want an inspection. And if you're not really sure that it's going to pass with flying colors, then let's look at bidder B or buyer B, who is all cash, close in 14 days, no inspections, no contingencies. That's a deal that I think my seller is going to want to take and jump on. So when we get to the high number in the Easy Bidding platform, it does not conclude the process. The process continues. And we negotiate with the people that are willing to offer hard cash for your house to maximize the offer, not necessarily maximize the price, but to maximize the offer in the seller's best interest. And that's why I love this platform so much.
And quick question, John, and I'm not an auctioneer, and you've been an auctioneer now for how long?
14 years.
14 years. And you've been a real estate agent for how long?
13 years.
13 years. So
I got my real estate license soon after my auctioneer license because I knew I wanted to sell real estate at auction.
So quick question here. So when you would have done the traditional listing in most cases, because I want to talk about how our fee-based system works with the traditional and the auctioneer system, basically. So traditionally, you would go in, you would figure out that 319 start price, and that's going to have roughly a 5 to 7% commission payable by seller, correct? In most cases?
Correct.
And then when you do your auction on that same home, is the same type of fee-based system there, or is it different?
The beauty of auction is that everything is negotiable. And so I want to say up front that every sale can be different. It's all negotiated between the auctioneer and the seller. But typically, here in Ohio, in an auction of real estate situation, the seller would pay a 0% commission and the buyer would pay a buyer premium, which would be the compensation that the auctioneer would take from the buyer at closing.
The auctioneers are doing the zero commission. The biggest difference between, let's call it the auction then, and the easy platform is the auction is an absolute system where the highest bid wins unless there's a reserve not met, which means the home doesn't sell at all, correct?
With a little tweak. Okay. In a reserve auction, the seller has the right to accept or reject any and all bids. And so we could have a property that they think is worth $300,000 and we could get a high bid of $245,000. With 12 bidders in the room, we know that's a fair market. And so the seller has the right to say, you know what? It's below my reserve price, but I'm going to accept it anyway, because I really want to sell the house. I don't want two mortgage payments, whatever.
Yeah.
At the same time, we could also get an offer of $450,000 on that $300,000 house. And the seller still has the right to refuse that high bid. But that's all they can do. They can refuse the high bid and then the auction's over and everybody goes away unhappy.
Whereas the easy platform, it's basically open season for 100% transparent negotiation between all parties involved while all parties see whatever the highest and best offer is at any time.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Which is the defining difference between absolute auction and online bidding event.
It is. Yes. In an absolute auction, once I ask for an open call for bids, that's a technical term in the auction world. When I have a public outcry for bid and ask the audience, may I have an opening bid? In an absolute auction, it's now game on and there's going to be a new owner, period, regardless of high bid.
Gotcha.
A little bit of a scary thing, but at the same time, there's advantages to that process.
And I want to give one shout out to the buyer side too, because I imagine, John, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine most auctions are you appear in person and you're actually waving that paddle physically. But when you move the event online, you give greater accessibility to interested buyers, which is good for the seller too, but it's also good for that buyer that really wants to try to throw their hat in the ring on a property.
It definitely expands the scope of buyers that are able to register for the auction. Maybe they can't be there. Maybe they're on vacation. Maybe they're on a business trip, but they still have had this conversation with their spouse and they're ready to buy a new home and they love this house. They've been to the open house or they've watched a virtual walkthrough, whatever they've done on the internet to make a decision to buy that property. By putting that event online, it certainly opens up the buyer pool of potential additional buyers to make it a more competitive environment. And anytime you have more competition, it works to the seller's advantage.
If you had the option in going in and choosing as a agent after seeing the system, the easy platform, do you sway in a direction of, say, maybe online bidding event, auction, and or traditional? or have you thought about that yet?
Here's a short story. My wife and I are talking about potentially selling our home and moving to a new home. It's an exciting time for us, but I can promise you, I will use the Easy platform to sell my house, period. I'm an auctioneer, and I will use the Easy bidding platform to sell my house.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know that you also do probate and you do estate sales, right? So we both know deep down a home is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, right? Doesn't matter what comps you bring to the house. It doesn't matter what you think it's worth or what the seller thinks it's worth. It's what somebody's willing to pay for the home, correct? So is this not, in your opinion, the greatest way to handle a situation of five siblings are trying to sell mom and dad's home, right? They all have a different belief of what the home is worth. Don't you see the platform as being the perfect fit to say to them, hey, this is going to tell us what it's worth. The five of you get to sit there and look at everything that's being bidded, and all you guys can determine which buyer is good for you. Is it the one with four kids that's going to be a great family coming in? Is it the one that's going to give you the most money to split? Don't you see the platform as being almost a perfect fit for something that's probate or estate sale?
For the same reason that it is a perfect platform for any seller, it is also a very, very, very good choice for people who are faced with an estate or faced with probate. And again, it gives the sellers more choices. For the record, when you have multiple siblings and or relatives involved in the sale of a single property, a good auctioneer will help alleviate all those problems and help you find a way to come to a good solution for the family, if you will. They're trained in how to handle multiple personalities in a sale process. And that's a huge part of settling it. Just to let everyone know, we actually sold my mother's house at auction when my mother passed. My father passed about 10 years before my mother. And when she passed, we had five siblings, exactly what you said. And my next to youngest sibling wanted to move into the house, but she didn't have the money to buy it. My younger brother and myself, we had no feelings one way or the other because we'd moved on with our lives and we didn't need the money. But then several of my siblings really could use the money. And so we had all those personalities that you just described in the sale of my mother's house. And if we would have had the Easy platform, that's how we would have done it. Being the auctioneer for that particular property, we did end up negotiating with the high bidders, which proves that the Easy platform is the way to go.
Yeah, John, I appreciate all your expertise with this and coming on with Kat and I today. And anybody in that Cleveland, Ohio area, if you are looking to sell your home, there is not a better person than John who can offer you three different ways to sell your home that I would imagine most agents cannot do, if any.
And most agents cannot because they don't have an auctioneer license. It requires an auctioneer license to sell real estate at auction. So at best, my competition can either list it or sell it on the Easy platform. But that's only two options. I offer three.
Well, John, listen, we thank you for your time today. And we really wanted to show sellers that you don't necessarily have to be afraid of the auction theory. And the online bidding event is definitely an option. And with everything and the chaos that's going on out there nowadays, you know, the traditional listing system is just not what I'm going to call advantageous to the seller anymore. Bringing you on here today, I think, is helpful to the public to see that there are other options out there. And these are good choices to work with. And real quick here, if people want to reach out to you, talk to you about the possibilities of selling their home, how do they reach you?
They can very easily just call my personal cell phone at 440-454-1121, or they can email me, John, J-O-H-N, at auctionjohn.com. And they're certainly welcome to go see all the work I've done selling real estate on my website, jfmarketing.us. And then there's a tab for pulling down past auctions. They can see the kind of work I do there and what kind of homes we've sold.
Yeah. So anybody, if you're out there and you're a seller, or even if you're an agent, do us a favor and check out our platform, which you can check out at easy. That's the letters E-N-Z-R-E as in real estate offer.com. So easyreoffer.com. Kat, thanks for being on with us here today.
We certainly
enjoy you on every single one of these. And again, sellers, agents, if you need something different and you need something to start making you some money, check out the platform. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today.
Have a great day.